Riddle me this. Why is that guy's name not up there with Hendrix and Clapton and Beck's? I mean, he is
should absolutely
belief.
Be there. So I interviewed him.
Did
back
you?
In the, late 80s. And he came into the studio because, you know, I think it might have been Headbangers Ball. I don't remember. Yeah. And this is, you remember these days, Larry, back in the day, like when even the VJs got gold and platinum records and like, yeah, hey, thanks for helping, son. Here's something to hang on your wall.
Yeah.
And he came in and he gave me his signature Steve Stevens Hamer guitar. I still have it. I still have it.
Cool.
Signed by Steve Stevens. Yeah. He was just a nice guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's
so New York,
guitar.
Right? That, like, his New York accent.
Very much so. Oh, he literally walked down the street. Oh, he just walked down the street to the studio. No, had a guitar case. Here, Adam, how you doing? These guys were all very, very New York. Very New York. Love that about him. Yeah. And then there's a classic guitar story, Joe Satriani, who I think is also just virtuoso. The guy is so good. You can look it up on YouTube. There's two versions. There's a longer version. And he's going to give me guitar lessons. He's going to show me. Now, I'm not actually holding a guitar, but he has a guitar. He says, okay, Adam. And he says, now this is, and he does some, and he has a little bit of stuff back and forth, but that's not really what makes you a great guitar player. And here's something you can practice, Adam. You've got to make your faces. So he was teaching me the right face, the right face to make when you hit this one, you go, you got to pull your lips back like that. And you got to close your eyes. That's what makes a great guitar player right there.
That's great stuff.
You can have the sound. It's not in the gear. I mean, Ted Nugent told a story about Eddie Van Halen where when he met him, he's like, you know, how do you get that sound? And Eddie handed him his guitar. He's like, I played it. I sound like Ted Nugent still. I don't know how he, you know, made those sounds. It wasn't trickery. It wasn't gear. It was just pure talent in the way he played.
Sure.
Talent and tone, man. That's what it is.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And the tone comes in the hands.
Yes, it does. Yeah.
You cannot
fake
it.
For